Big 550 KTRS. Carney Show rolling on last hour for Thursday night. And oh, it's Thursday, I guess. That means it's time for the Thursday Night Music Club. Hit it, Maestro.
Do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club, brought to you by City Music. For all your music needs, head to 9299 Watson Road.
All right. Hi there. Club's open. Come on in. No cover charge. We'll take a look at music. Dan Durkholz coming up, our roving musical journalist, letting us know some of the new releases that are out on the shelves this week or available for downloads. You know, you kids and your MP3s. We'll get to that, but first let's start with the local scene slamming Sammy Sound. Joins us Samantha Fisher from Play It Forward. Hello there.
Hello, my darling.
How's it going?
Fine.
You doing all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're so funny.
I am so funny.
You are funny.
No, you're funny.
Well, I'm you're funny, right. But you're funnier.
Now you funny too.
No, you funniest.
Now you funny too. all right, we'll get into music in a second, but let's start with Play It Forward, your philanthropic arm. The other arm looks very nice tonight as well. And garnering instruments for kids in schools so they can have the gift of music and not get into trouble like I did. Of course, I played music and got in trouble. But at least they got a chance this way. So what have you gotten this
what
week?
What did we get this week?
Tell me you got some stuff.
I'm getting really excited because instruments every week. Remember a time when we did the show before? We go, oh, no, we don't have anything.
Yeah.
Like every week now, we're getting something. So we got a drum kit in this week, and I'm meeting with Gordon Lightfoot. Yeah, that's his name. It is.
The Gordon Lightfoot.
I don't think that's the real guy, but. Anyway, he's donating a drum kit. And another lady that just emailed me from the show, actually, is also donating a drum kit that her son is no longer using.
Yay.
We love that. We love that. We love that.
Can you imagine going through life with the name Gordon Lightfoot?
I think it'd be cool.
I think it'd be tough.
Well, you're John Carney.
And the guy that was Michael Bolton in Office Space. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for all of those things. What are you looking for? Are you still in a violin and cello hunt?
Yeah, I would really like to have those two cellos. But, you know, Play It Forward does have some fundraising efforts coming up this month.
Tell.
Very excited. Stevie Ray Vaughan tribute show.
Imagine.
Totally stoked about being there. We were invited last year. And basically, I just walked around with a Christmas stocking, as mentioned.
Right.
And raised like $900. That's everybody just putting a dollar in. It's not a big deal.
Right.
So we did that. So that will take care of those two cellos that I need to buy. And then we have the Baby Blues Showcase November 25th, which is our fourth year involved with them. And all the raffle item tickets sold go to Play It Forward. Last year it was like $700. So it's just generous of St. Louis. I love it.
Good. Glad to hear it. Keep coming. Play It Forward. STL.org for more information on how to get involved. Please help out. We would appreciate it. All right. What she also does is share local sounds with us. And we have a few tonight.
This is so cool.
What?
All of it. I'm excited.
Tell me about it.
Well, the first one, my friend Robert Bierg, and I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly. I know it's Robert.
Okay.
I'm going to have trouble with names tonight.
I can't wait.
We've already discussed this. So at the Kransberg, is that right?
Yes, so Kransberg, far so good.
Kransberg Arts Theater on
it's theatric,
Saturday.
Actually.
The Theatric Theater?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't want to talk over the plug because I want to make sure people get the information. So at the Kranzberg, when?
Arts Center, November 24th at 8 p.m., singer-songwriter diva Lena. Come on.
I thought you were going to do it.
I can't.
Koutrakos.
Oh, thank you.
Which is Greek. You thought it was Jewish. It's Greek.
Well, I just think you know Jewish things.
That was anti-Semitic. Linda Koutrakos.
Yes. She is from New York. Fabulous, fabulous cabaret, southern rock, pop stuff. I mean, I looked her up on the internet this afternoon, and I'm really impressed that she used to weigh 278 pounds, and she lost over 100 pounds. She looks amazing at 52 years old.
Good for her. So you've given her weight and her age, so I'm sure she's loving you right now.
Oh, she's fabulous. She's going to be here with my friend Robert and another dear lady named Shauna Sconce, Diana Radek, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, and Katie McGrath. They're all going to be singing her original songs for her one night only show at the Kranzberg Arts Center on November 24th at 8 p.m. You can get your tickets at brownbagtickets.com. I believe they're $25.
And Kranzberg down in Grand Center.
In Grand Center, yeah. Great venue. Beautiful place. So this is a song called Bury Me Deep. I like it.
I was born ready to go when I came, but the good Lord thought different, so they gave me name. We lived on a street. It was named after my daddy. We didn't have much money. Oh, but love was free. Bury me. In the local.
I want to like stand up and testify right now. I'm back to church.
That's so full, isn't it? I like it.
Linda Koutrakos and that show Saturday, November 24th, 8 o'clock at the Kranzberg. Brown Bag Tickets has the seats for you. That was terrific.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, very much.
Yeah,
so.
I bet that's going to be a great show. So get your tickets now, $25. And all the local artists from St. Louis are going to be singing all of her songs. So I think that's kind of cool.
Terrific.
Okay.
What's anybody else playing anywhere? Is it all Linda all the time?
All Linda all the time. Well, in New York anyway. Moving forward to St. Louis. All right. Lunar Levitation. Lunar. I say that wrong, too. They get me every time, those kids. These kids are like 15, 12, 12, 14. They're babies, I tell you. I love this band.
Over the years, we've talked about bands like this, like Logos and some of those other guys that the momagers had to drive them to the show because they didn't have their driver's licenses.
Yeah, and we have a new momager. Her name is Dana Elzone. She's amazing. This Dominic's mom. Dominic is the drummer of this fantastic band. I love these kids, A, because they're rockers, first of all, and B, they're just so talented. They're coming along. They're doing their thing. And this, to me, is what Play It Forward's all about. Giving these kids the opportunity for music. And these are our future St. Louis musicians, so we need to support them. So you can find these kids on the Facebook page. Remember how we used to say the MySpace?
Right. Long time ago.
Forever. So now it's Facebook. You can check them out. Lunar Levitation, STL. They've got a few shows coming up.
And Chuck E. Cheese?
No. No bigger than that. You have to come and support these kids. I mean, I'm not kidding. They're 15, 12. You see, we got Dominic, Connor, Henry, and Ryan. So you can see them Saturday, November 10th at Fazio's Veterans Appreciation Sale from 2 to 3, a little outdoor venue. Saturday, December 15th, they're moving on up, Cicero's at 4 p.m. It's an all-ages show. And my personal favorite, this is such a great gig for these kids, Friday, December 28th at the Sky Music Lounge in Baldwin, Missouri, from 6:30 to 8. They will be opening up for Groove Thang. Groove Thang's been around for a long time, and they've given these kids an opportunity to perform before them.
And what's interesting is the two singers, one's 12 and one's 14. So 3 years from now, they're probably going to have to play different songs because puberty has plagued the band.
But this is what I'm liking about this band. I mean, the track that we're going to hear is Taking Care of Business, and they rock it. I'm telling you. They've played two shows for Play It Forward. They've donated their time, and that's just amazing to these kids. Big shout out to them for giving back to their community. So check them out if you can. Definitely like their page on Facebook and check this out, Taking Care of Business.
Classic rock, alive and well, Lunar Levitation, the band. The senior member is 15.
Yeah.
The senior member.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is what I love. I love it. I love it. You know, these young kids are doing their thing. And
these kids today and their music.
These kids and their music, their Southern rock music.
You know, but you got to wonder, are 15-year-olds and 13-year-olds 20 years from now going to be playing Justin Bieber and Britney Spears songs? I don't think so.
I don't
know.
I hope
not. It's nice that classic rock's still very much alive and the next generation has seen the appreciation of it.
And I think we've talked about this in the past. I think Guitar Hero brought all those songs back to life for a lot of these generation whatsers.
You know what else has?
What?
Glee.
Oh!
Glee has done a lot for that.
Yeah.
Where, you know, my 17-year-old singing David Bowie songs, I'm like, how do you know that song? Dad, that's a Glee song. No, it isn't. That's Ziggy Stardust. Finish your vegetables.
Speaking of your kids going to a concert.
Yes.
Do you see that picture on Facebook?
Which picture?
I don't know. Suzanne put
it up.
There's
a couple of pictures on Facebook.
It was Suzanne's picture of your children. They were all, they painted their faces because there was a concert the next night. Classic.
Yeah, I figured they were, one was Gene Simmons. That's what they do with watercolors. Good thing we buy the money we save on paper, because they'd much rather paint their faces.
Honey, it was the sweetest picture I've ever seen in my life. I loved it, especially with the Capson concert tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So musical. Love it.
You're so funny. You know, on Facebook, that picture. Oh, yeah. Okay. That narrows it down. Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about there, Sammy. Thursday Night Music Club brought to you by City Music. An education center, and we'll tell you more about them in a few. We get one more song, if we could, from you.
Love Teddy Pressburg.
2-year-old and a 4-year-old playing some Parliament and the Funkadelics on their rattle while making poop noises. I'm sorry. What are we doing?
Teddy Pressburg, man.
Yes.
And the Funk Monster. Obviously, a new project for Teddy here in St. Louis. It's got some heavy hitters with him. He's got David Gurrell, which I love, Nate Hersey, Kevin Bowers, hello, on the drums, and Teddy Pressburg, which is a funkadelic funk. This guy's amazing. I love it.
The band is Three Funk Monster, right?
No, I put track three. It's Funk Monster.
What's Three Funk Monster?
It's a good name for a band, though.
Okay,
Three
wow.
Funk.
I pulled a Sam there. All right. It's kind of like a Henway. I don't know if you know.
I can't believe you haven't even brought that audio into play. So,
where are they playing?
They are playing November 17th at 1 p.m. at Chandler Hill Wineries. And this is a very hot group. So if you're in the winery mood this weekend, go check it out, or next weekend.
Also, don't forget playitforwardstl.org to get involved and donate, and let's get some instruments into the hands of the kids. That would be much appreciated. So we'll go out with track three, Funk Monster.
Sun Shadows.
All right. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Mr. Carney. Thanks for having me.
Dan Dirkholtz coming up next.